Jazz music has certain characteristics. Among them are the use of the musical figures called riffs and breaks. In this portion of an old blues, I want to point out to you what a break is. That's a break. A break is a very brief syncopated interlude, usually of 2 to 4 bars between musical phrases. In unwritten jazz, the breaks are often improvised. Now you listen for another break. That was one. Did you hear it? You're listening to Jelly Roll Morton, piano, Johnny Dodds, clarinet, and Baby Dodds playing the Wolverine Blues. They're probably improvising on an old theme. Improvising means composing as one plays, or making up variations on old themes directly on the instrument being played, rather than from written notes. This was very common among the early jazz players, many of whom could not read or write music. They played by ear, and to them, syncopation, or jazzing, just seemed to come naturally, or at least with ease. Now, another thing common to jazz is a riff. Like breaks, riffs are often used. A riff is a single rhythmical phrase repeated several times, over and over, usually as a background to the lead melody. In this Count Basie piece, listen to the riff at the very beginning of this section, right after the drum beats. Hear the repeated figure, an ensemble riff. Now you listen for other riffs. Try another record. See how many riffs or breaks you can pick out in this example of Kansas City jazz. Kansas City, the town that produced such famous jazz players as Benny Moten, Count Basie, Mary Lou Williams, Buck Clayton, and Andy Kirk, whose orchestra is now playing Froggy Bottom. In the 1920s and 30s was also a great town for boogie-woogie piano players, as was Chicago. The players traveling all over the West and Southwest, Pine Top Smith, Albert Ammons, Jimmy Yancey, Mead Lux Lewis. Boogie-woogie is a kind of blues ragtime with a strong, deep, powerful rolling bass added. Trilling the treble and rolling the bass is the way some players describe boogie-woogie. Here's a portion of Honky Tonk Train as played by Lewis. In the early 1920s, when many New Orleans musicians migrated to Chicago, Young musicians there like Vic Beidebecker, Art Hodes, Nez Mesro, Paul Whiteman, and Jimmy McPartlin came to hear them night after night, and they tried to learn to play as they played. A style of Chicago jazz evolved, of which a good example is Vic Beidebecker's Somebody Stole My Gal. Jazz changed into swing or mellowed into sweet jazz, bands like Bunny Berrigan's were popular. Groups that became famous in the 1920s and continues famous to this day after more than a quarter of a century of playing is Duke Ellington's orchestra. This is Ellington's The Mooch. Duke Ellington's band is very popular in Europe, and other American orchestras such as Benny Goodman, Cab Calloway, Glenn Miller, Charlie Barnett, Woody Herman, Tommy Dorsey, and Lionel Hampton's have won wide popularity. By 1940, jazz, America's music, had gone everywhere in the world, and people in Paris and Cairo and London and Tokyo had learned to love it and to play, or to try to play it. Earl Hines, whose piano you are hearing now, has played his music in many countries abroad. About 1945, a young man named Dizzy Gillespie in New York, along with other musicians like Thelonious Monk, Bud Powell, and Charlie Parker, began to play a somewhat new kind of jazz with clashing chords, dissonances, off rhythms, and sometimes bongo drums from Cuba furnishing the percussion. This music came to be called bebop. Here is Dizzy Gillespie with Chano Pozo on drums playing After World War II, many of the big bands dissolved and small combinations became popular. Many of these small combos play a cool kind of jazz termed modern or progressive jazz, influenced by all the older forms of jazz, of course. but most directly by Bob. Here is such a small combo, Lenny Tristano's playing in modern style a blues. People listen to jazz for fun, dance to jazz for fun, and play jazz for fun. From the Congo drums of New Orleans and the street bands there, and Louis Armstrong to Duke Ellington and Benny Goodman and Lenny Tristano and Dave Brubeck and Dizzy Gillespie and Chet Baker, jazz is fun. And you don't have to be a musician to play jazz. These are some teenagers in the basement of a housing project in New York City, playing with just a few sticks on benches, some pop bottles, and a bongo, just for fun. Boys making up their own music, just like the old timers did in long ago New Orleans, improvising just for fun. And now, to sign us off, here is Mary Lou Williams at the piano in a great jam session recorded in New York. Just for fun. Made in the USA. Jazz. Mm-hmm.